The first Facebook account, I don't have a phone number attached to that account. The second one, I do.
Okay.
But the first one, which I didn't have a phone number attached, it locked me out of that one. So I went to my second Facebook profile, which I never had a problem with because I've always had a phone number attached to the account. I removed that phone number because it won't let me use it for two accounts. So I went back to my first one, used the second one, and it won't let me because I think it somehow detects that I'm already using the second phone number for this. I'm using the phone number for the second account, and I think I might have to wait a period of time before I can use that mobile phone number for my first account because I've already moved it from my second account.
What I'm asking you is the other account, the one that originally had the phone number. What happened to it? What did it get deleted? Did it get banned? Were you zucked?
I don't understand what you're saying.
How do you not understand? Okay, so you have two accounts. One of them had a phone number attached to it. Okay. All right. So why did you not, why were you banned from your first account?
Because it suddenly decided that because I didn't have a phone number attached to the account, it just locked me up because I'm.
But you already had a phone number attached to it, Chris.
Oh, fucking hell. How many times do I have to fucking explain it? I'm getting fucking confused.
You're confusing yourself, Chris.
Because I can't fucking explain it properly to you. That's why.
Then why are you getting angry and just explain better?
Oh, fucking, I'm fucking done. And started threatening to chop off people's
heads. Welcome to the Chris Can't Cast. As you can tell, there is now no longer an N in between the Chris and Can't. According to, executive producer Randy, that's a better name, and you know what? I am going to take it. So yes, welcome to Chris Cantcast, the only show where you get Kiwi straight in your ear every single week. The ever enigmatic, the ever hilarious, the ever mysterious, Chris the Kiwi! Hey, hey, Chris.
How's it going?
It's good, buddy. How are you? Oh, man. I'm sorry you're having a hard time with Facebook.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain. I can't explain it probably because it's confusing me too. So that's why I'm confusing you. So do you think I should just like try and deal with it myself rather than involve you?
Well, I mean, there's not much I can really do. I am not the Zuckerberg himself, unfortunately. If I was, I'd, for one thing, be a lot richer, a lot shorter, and a lot more mischievous. I swear, that guy is like the devil. Hands down.
Is that why I'm having so much trouble with Facebook?
I'm pretty sure it is. So we know that, you know, Facebook is ultimately an arm of the Democratic Party, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. The breaching civil liberties are actually asking you for personal details. And if you don't have them, they force you to give them to them. And that's the trouble that I'm having at the moment because they're forcing you to breach privacy, your own personal civil liberties, and they're actually forcing you to give you their phone number, and that's why I'm having so much frustration and anger with them, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's one thing I don't understand is that, I mean, what kind of information would they gather from you, Chris? I mean, what are you on Facebook for?
Yeah, that's right, because when I removed my phone number from the second account, they're actually asking me for the other thing I haven't told you too, they're actually asking me to provide them with a photo, and I've already done that, but I still haven't heard back from them, so it's really upsetting.
Well, you still, who did you email? Did you email Zuckerberg himself?
No, I just asked me on my phone app to download a photo, my iPhone app, and I've done that, and I still haven't heard back from them, but anyway, let's not talk about it. Let's get on with the show.
All right, so let's get on with the show. What's up, bud?
Yeah.
How was your week?
So, where should we start?
Well, I got
Shall I start with a poem that I wrote to Cripple Jesus?
Absolutely. Please, Chris, I'd love to hear this poem that you have to Cripple Jesus. So to the folks who didn't listen last week, Cripple Jesus actually called in to apologize for impersonating a very beautiful yet disabled young woman named Sandra. Crippled Jesus, you know, came on and pretended to be Sandra himself, which it was a very piss poor impersonation. And Chris, you saw right through it. Well, he pretty much derailed the show. So
that's right.
Yeah, right. I'm glad you agree with me. And so we kicked him off and he decided to call in with a voicemail and apologize. He made a poem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Chris has a poem to in response.
Yeah. This one's for you, Crippled Jesus. Crippled Jesus, this is Chris the Kiwi. I would be honored to wheel you off that cliff as a true act of kindness for a true friend. Maybe I can wheel you into Dr. Rachel's emergency department where she can take care of you after I push you off that cliff. And Dr. Rachel can turn off your life support to show an act of kindness towards me. Amen.
Amen, buddy.
What do you think of that one?
I think that's a roast of Crippled Jesus for sure. But you know what? Yeah. I'm okay with that because this motherfucker.
I've roasted him.
Yes, you have roasted him, Chris. Good job.
And I can also read you out my emails that I sent you to Dick as well. Are you ready for those?
I am ready for anything. You know what, buddy? This is your show. Take it away.
The first email I sent to Dick says, quote, I've often wondered if Dr. Rachel ever had a spanking by her parents because Dr. Rachel is so sport brat. Have you heard of the term sport brat?
Oh, you mean a spoiled brat?
Yeah, sport brat.
Okay, you wrote that. Did you not remember what it was? Or
no,
did you not remember
I
how just, to say it?
No, I just read the email that I sent Dick. I said okay. I've often wondered, quote, okay, I said it again, quote, I've often wondered if Dr. Rachel ever had a spanking by her parents, end of quote. And my belief is I think maybe Rachel is a single child of her parents. Maybe she was the only child and maybe she got spoiled. And maybe that's why she is so angry with yourself and everyone else. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. So why do you think this is? Like what, besides just being a spoiled kid, like why do you think she's a single spoiled child? What has she done?
Well, most parents who have only one child, the sport rotten, okay?
Okay.
And if they sport rotten, well, obviously, they don't get a spanking. If the child does something wrong and they're the only child. Well, I don't think Rachel's ever had a spanking, and maybe that's why Rachel is so spoiled, and maybe she thinks she can do whatever she wants. So that's my belief. That's my logic. Do you get what I'm saying? Okay.
I get what you're saying, but do you believe that that children should be, you know, spanked to like be corrected? Were you spanked when you were younger?
Yeah, I won't go into it. But the thing is, there is a fine line between, you know, a smack on the bottom and outright child abuse. But I don't think Rachel's parents ever disciplined her, and that's why she's so angry with everyone. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so since you're sometimes angry, Chris, so are you saying that you weren't spanked when you were younger?
Well, I won't go into that. It's a bit personal to me, but I'm trying to talk about other people. I don't really want to get into it because it's a bit personal towards me. But
were you ever like smacked really hard, hit hard, or not at all? Or you don't even want to say anything?
I won't comment on it, but I'll read out the second email that.
Real quick, before you move on, do you have, I guess, best way to ask it is that you can see personally through experiences if somebody has been spanked or not, or abused or not when they were younger? Just can you just kind of tell and check and see it?
Well, there's a difference between discipline, like, you know, and excessive discipline. And the thing is, I don't think. What I'm trying to say is, maybe you're getting confused here. What I'm trying to say is that I don't think Rachel's parents ever grounded her. There's a difference between spanking and other practical forms of discipline. And I think the main forms which are effective is that if you say to a kid that what they're doing is wrong and you ground them, that's probably more effective than spanking them. And I don't think Rachel ever had any sort of form of, I don't think it, Rachel's parents told her, you know, what you did is wrong. And I don't think Rachel ever learned from her experiences. And that's why Rachel is so angry with everyone else, because she doesn't know how to say the right thing, you know, towards people.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody's been very abused physically and emotionally back when they were younger, like how would they act different than Dr. Rachel? Would they be more mean? Would they be more depressed and introverted? What would you say?
I think they'll lack self-confidence. I think maybe they'll be more prone to criminal behavior. But
criminal behavior?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we're just going off the topic here. So can
okay.
I?
All right. Go on.
Okay. This is a second email I sent to Dick Masterton.
Okay. Okay. Can't wait.
That Dr. Rachel is an absolute autistic redhead nutcase. She would be the sort of person who would think she's pregnant with my baby when she's not. But I think I'm safe, though, because her reproductive system would be stuffed so she couldn't have a baby even if she fantasized about it. End of quote.
End of quote. This is media reports. Broadcast reports state this. And Chris, what do you mean by stuffed? Like, what do you mean her womb is stuffed? Like, is it like stuffed like my taxidermy dogs or what?
No. Her reproductive system simply doesn't work because she's damaged it in some way.
Okay. God damn it. All right. What's your next email to Dick?
That's the end. Well, this is
those are the two things you just couldn't get.
Yeah.
Off your
look. The other concern that I had was about Janice. Do you think she could be a catfish? Do you think she could be a real profile? Because when I listened to the last episode of Dick, I had the funny suspicion that it could have been like a fake voice. Do you think it could have been a catfish, that Janice, or do you think she might have been real?
I honestly do not know at this moment, because there is also a lot of there's a lot of women out there that do sound pretty manly. And I mean, if you are listening to the Dick Show, if you are listening to our show.
Well, there are plenty of women who just like try and tease a person to try and, you know, try and put their feelers out there and then pull back when they try and contact them. There's plenty of females like that, aren't there?
Yeah, oh yeah, there's plenty of them. And I'm still really confused, though, why Janice still hasn't messaged you back. There's many such cases that women go out there, they catfish you, they abuse you, people are mean to you. Why do you think they do that? Is it because of vaccines?
It could be, because I don't, that is a possibility, because...
How is that a possibility?
One of the things that vaccines do, and I'm being quite serious, and for everyone who's listening out there, what I said about vaccines and health issues in my previous podcast, I was being very serious. I wasn't fucking around with anyone.
Okay.
I think vaccines, because they're so bad and because they, you know, they contain human DNA, they confuse the gender and fuck with people's hormone levels. Well, I think I think one of the things that vaccines do is they stop the love flowing. They affect the love flow of between people, and that's one of the negative things that vaccines do, and that's one of the reasons why
they affect the what between people.
The love flow, the flow of love between people.
Okay, so you're thinking that vaccines. So pretty much, vaccines are the reason that everybody's such an asshole out there.
Yeah, it disrupts the love flow between people. That's one of the things that vaccines do.
So what is love flow? Is this like a term? Are you just using it as like a catch-all term, or is it something that somebody, you know, brought up to you in the past?
Well, in an ideal situation, in an ideal world, we would have very little hate or animosity towards people.
Okay.
And because And because it's such an because it's the opposite in today's world, where there's so much hate and there's so much bad news that's out there, like people doing bad stuff and all that kind of stuff. You know, you can sort of pinpoint it to vaccines, because one of the things, what I'm trying to say, I'm saying it's not a catchphrase. I'm saying it does literally disrupt the love flow between people, because everyone should be caring. Everyone should be out there for one another. And one of the things that vaccine do is fuck that all up. And that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no, I get exactly what you're trying to say. I'm just trying to figure out the background, because I know last week we went a little bit into Chris Savage, your Jedi doctor that you knew about. And you mentioned that, okay, if you don't take vaccines, if you do all these things to better yourself, your love flow continues.
It improves.
Exactly. So what in your idea then happened to Chris Savage? Because I brought a couple of stats in. I brought a couple of articles in here, Chris.
Oh, because you emailed me and you told me that he sounded a pretty angry person. What made you say that? Did you?
Well, for example,
was it because of what you read up about him, or what?
No, it's more than just what I read up about him. Is that there's also messages directly from Chris Savage himself, and all going to people who are detracting against him. Okay.
Did you email him? And did he email you or something, or what?
No, these are just other things that I saw of actual Chris Savage screenshots. But these are things that I actually found myself. So I'll just read it for you in total. So this is Chris Savage's the Jedi doctor, the one that actually healed Chris himself. This is a message that he had to one of his detractors. Here you go. It's time to hide, motherfucker. Well, I'm sorry.
What do you mean detractors?
People who don't agree with him.
Right. Okay. Go on.
Okay. It's time to hide, motherfucker, you fat fucking cunt. We are coming for you. We are coming to serve you papers, motherfucker. You got plenty of people after you that want to serve you papers. I suggest you commit suicide, cunt. We're coming to Melbourne, motherfucker. Heard you got hopping...
That wasn't directed towards him. That's got nothing to do with Chris at all. That was to do with someone else, and I can't remember who that was.
And this is saying this is Chris Savage.
No, it's not. I don't think it is. I think you might be getting confused. Maybe you can just send me the message. Maybe, because I actually read that message, and that was one of Chris Savage's supporters that messaged someone else who's pro-vaccine, because this guy who's pro-vaccine, he's creating a lot of conflict and animosity towards people, and this person in Melbourne messaged that message you just read out to that person who's pro-vaccine. So I think you might be getting confused there.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
But
well.
So
your mother is a good fuck, turd, suck my cock, get an education. That wasn't Chris Savage.
No, that was me.
Wait, that was you?
Yeah, that was me. That was towards that person that you read out, that message that you read out just before. That was directed towards that. That was directed towards that pro-vaccinator. And I sent what you just read out. You just read out before. That was from me, directed towards that same person who wrote. It's really confusing. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm getting it. So Peter is who you're talking about. Hi, Peter. Would you like to interview me? I'll give you an interview on how vaccines impacted negatively on my life. And then you called him a Marxist N-word lover.
Yeah, that's
right. And a crim. What's a crim, by the way?
Well, I can't really go into it because I can't really say over here. Look,
you can't say it here?
I can't explain it here, but I can get into that once we end the podcast, but I can't actually talk about it on here. But
Why can't you talk about it?
I can't say. Can I just read out the message that I sent to Chris Savage? I can't say because I'll explain it to you after I end the podcast, but I can't talk about it on here. It's really important that I do this.
Okay,
it's really important that I can't talk about it on here, and I'll explain why after we do the podcast. So, look, anyway, can I just talk about Chris Savage for a minute?
Sure. You know what? That's pretty much what I was trying to get to, Chris. Thank you very much for that great segue. What's up with Chris Savage? This guy seems like an absolute fucking lunatic.
He does come across as a nice guy, but he does actually have a bad side to him. But
okay, what's that bad side?
Well, I'll just read this out to you, okay? Most of the things that Chris Savage has done towards me have been really nice and good.
Okay.
And he's been a really positive influence in my life. But I just wanted to make it clear that those messages you read out, those abusive ones, those definitely weren't coming from Chris. So I just want to make that clear. Okay. Chris Savage, this is the only thing that Chris Savage has done to me, which is bad, okay? And this is why I made an issue about it with Dip, because I wanted, you know, $500,000. I know it sounds like a joke, but anyway. Chris Savage seen
$500,000?
Can you just wait for me to finish here?
Okay, well, you just kind of dropped a big thing, okay. But okay, yes, I'll wait.
Okay. Chris Savage seems to have ended up breaking a promise he made to me because he said he'll purchase me a house because of the harm vaccines did to me. But when I became doubtful and asked him questions about it, he suddenly became quiet. And that's where that's why I asked Dick for $500,000, because I was so upset that Chris Savage broke his promise to purchase me a house because of the harm vaccines did to me, that I wanted to seek support from Dick if you could help me with that. Do you get what I'm saying? You know how I asked Dick for $500,000?
Yes, I remember that. Yes, I do.
Yeah. And what I just read out before, do you want me to read it out to you again, or do you understand it?
No, I get it. So essentially, Chris Savage promised you a house or $500,000 because you were affected by vaccines.
Yeah, and he ended up ignoring me and breaking that promise because he sort of pulled away because I tried asking questions about it and he was fucking with my head. So that's the only bad thing about Chris Savage that he's done to me.
Why do you think he even promised you a house in the first place if he couldn't afford it?
Oh, I've got no idea. I think he's just talking. I think he's just delusional, I think, really.
But he didn't get vaccines. How is he delusional?
I don't know. I think he might have had vaccines. I'm not too sure, but
So just one vaccine, never once, right? Never take one. It's like a gateway drug.
I don't know. Chris Savage should have I don't know what's going on with Chris Savage, honestly don't, but you shouldn't make promises that you shouldn't make promises that you can't keep, really. Is that right?
Why do you think he even owes you a house? I mean, I know he said that, you know, hey, like, I'll get you a house, but why would you accept it? Like, what, in what reason? Just because you had vaccines or what?
Well, the reasoning behind why Chris Savage said that, because he knows that I've been so badly affected. I've got this disability, and his reasoning is because I've been really damaged by vaccines, and he wants to make it up for me because I've had such a crap life, and that's why he wanted to make it up to me, to show that's what I deserve, because that's the stuff that I've been missing, because I've been so fucked up by vaccines, according to him. That's his reasoning.
Are you 100% on board? Do you think that's the reason why you're messed up?
I believe so, but I'm sort of beginning to doubt it, because I don't know, because Chris Savage isn't a man of his word, I just don't know what to believe anymore, you know?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, like, so it seems like your entire worldview was completely torn around you because you didn't get the house that you were promised.
That's correct, yeah.
Like, what was, like, did you, like I said, he didn't ask you to do anything to him sexually. It was just, no.
I said that before. He never did anything untoward towards me. Except for the broken promise that he gave me. So.
So after that, did he pretty much just run? How much did it cost you to get all this work done?
It wasn't very much, but, like, he said, you know, I can't really remember. It wasn't very much at all. But what really upsets me, because I told you on the previous podcast that Chris Savage is living in exile, and I think he sold his house in Australia where I live, and he's actually obviously done something with that money, and I don't know what he's doing, because what actually, he did actually, I asked him, how do you intend funding the promise that you gave me to give me a new house? And he says, oh, I'm going to dig up this hidden gold. It's called Yeshimasa's treasure. It's some. Have you heard of that before?
No. It's something. Wait, so. Sorry, that's so, just crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, because you told me that he's delusional. He's a very angry person. And yeah, well, maybe that's true. But those quotes that you gave me didn't actually come from him. They were actually from someone else. I think you were getting confused there, and I could explain.
Okay, so why maybe. Okay, so maybe he's not an angry person. Maybe he's just absolutely delusional, and I don't think I'm wrong in saying that he's trying to find a buried treasure to pay you to have a house that you deserve because you have autism caused by vaccines. I mean, that is, yeah, that's a little bit delusional on his part.
It is, yeah. It is delusional. Okay. I think he's so full of think big ideas. It's just fucking with his reasoning, I think, you know.
Oh my God. That is, yeah. Well, speaking of delusions, Chris. So, I'm not sure if you know, it is actually the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon mission this week.
Hmm.
Did you hear about that?
By the way, before you go into that, what about this Patreon? Did you get any more?
Until the break. And I think our amazing Patreon subscribers, mm-hmm. we're going to get a special little special insult from Chris the Kiwi coming up here during the break. So why don't you stay tuned?
Maybe I could have used that insult pushing him off a cliff. Maybe I've already done it though, haven't I? Maybe I've already done my insult towards Crippled Jesus.
Yeah, I think that's fair, but you know, we'll take a look. Well, you can just tell Crippled Jesus he's a disabled fuck and call it good.
Yeah, Crippled Jesus, you're a disabled fuck.
All right, there you go. See, Crippled, you got it better be worth that $5.
Yeah, at least I've got feeling between my legs, unlike you.
Keep going. No, keep going. You know, okay, before we get into everything else, you know that Crippled Jesus has a podcast, right?
I think Crippled Jesus has a paralyzed dick as well.
Well, yeah. How else are fucking retards even reproducing then?
But just wait a minute. If I will Crippled Jesus into Dr. Rachel's emergency department, maybe she could fix that paralyzed feeling between his legs. Maybe that's one thing. But maybe that's one good thing about Dr. Rachel.
It doesn't even matter. Fucking Crippled Jesus doesn't deserve to be fixed. This motherfucker is going around saying that our podcast and you are a bunch of fucking idiots. I'm dead serious. This guy has been insulting us on Grant Leahy's Dickhead podcast show, been talking mad shit about us, and now he's saying that there's no way we can even get on the See You Next Tuesday network. This guy is a piece of shit and should be wheeled off a cliff.
He
goes on the Dickhead's podcast and pretends that, you know, that, oh, I love the Chris and Can't Cast. I'm going to give money. And instead, no, just talk shit and then lies to everybody and then tries to use entertainment value of somebody trying to kill themselves. You know, that whole the fucking Crippled Jesus, the whole fucking Dickhead's podcast, fuck this, all of them.
What's this about killing themselves? What you're talking about Crippled Jesus about?
No, some fucking guy was on the Dickhead's podcast trying to say that he's going to kill himself. And then everybody starts using it for their own gain, trying to make money and get followers. It's fucking disgusting.
Are they talking about me?
No, not talking. It's not all about you, Chris. It's about some other person. But you know what? It should be all about you.
All right. Okay. Well, that's
yeah,
news
no,
to me.
I mean, fuck these guys. Fuck the Dickheads podcast. Fuck Crippled Jesus. Fuck Grant. Fuck everybody. Yeah. No, it's they're everywhere. These fuckers are everywhere. But the worst was Grant and Crippled Jesus by far.
But do you remember Apex? You removed him, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. Apex is gone. Yeah, you know what? I do one nice thing for him. I say, hey, Apex, you know, he's like, oh, can I become a fucking mod because I want to suck your e-dick? And I'm like, yeah, okay, great. And then I make him a mod and he comes in and shits on you.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty bad, eh?
Isn't that, that's fucking terrible, dude.
Yeah, he was just saying, I can't remember exactly what he was saying, but I don't know, he was just taunting me. So, you know, it's a good job that I banned him anyway, eh?
Great job, buddy. I'm really getting proud of you.
But let's get into some serious shit. This is serious health advice that I want to give people. Yeah, so we were talking about sunscreens in our last episode. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. So you said that sunscreens also are an issue for
okay. This people, is, okay? This is serious shit. This is serious shit. I'm not joking around. Okay,
yeah, this is serious.
Okay, sunscreens contain toxic. Okay, I'll start again. Sunscreens contain toxic BPA. You can look that term up, BPA, which actually cause cancer and block out vitamin D, which leads to vitamin D deficiency. Vitamin D deficiency contributes to cancer. The most practical way to address vitamin D deficiency is through supplementation. The vitamin D to purchase is vitamin D3. And the dose should be at least 5,000 international units per day. When taking vitamin D3, you must take vitamin K2 as well. So what do you think of that piece of health advice?
Continue.
Sorry. No, let's just stop there. So did that come through? Why did you burp?
I didn't mean to. Sorry. It was on the show. Keep on going.
Are you going to edit that burp out?
Of course I will.
Okay, right. But that's about sunscreens and vitamin D. Okay, the next piece of health advice is we're talking about pasteurized and raw milk. Okay, pasteurized milk is bad as it contains hardened, unusable calcium that clogs up your body and arteries. That's the other piece of advice.
Okay.
Raw milk, which is a good milk, is the only milk that contains calcium the body can use. Raw milk is the only milk that contains beneficial bacteria, because what you have to understand that in pasteurized milk, when they heat it up, it kills off all the beneficial bacteria. So that's why I'm saying raw milk is the only milk that contains the beneficial bacteria.
Okay. So what do you suggest people should do then? So only drink raw milk, and then so you much rather get sunburned than vitamin D deficiency, correct?
Well, there's a balance. You only just expose yourself for brief times, and it's all about being sensible. It's all about common sense. You just don't go out there and get yourself burnt for a long period of time. Go on. 15 minutes out of the sun, then go back inside, then go back outside for 15 minutes, and then go back inside, and basically take your shirt off. So just expose your back to sun for short periods of time. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
No, absolutely. That makes sense. So, you know, keep it in moderation. So I know we talk a lot about, you know, autism, vaccines, and a lot of really serious medical stuff. But now what about the diet? What should we eat? Because we want to make sure that we want to keep, you know, healthy. We want to make sure that our bodies are not only healthy on the inside without using vaccines, but also through the intestine system. What do you eat? Like, what's your typical diet?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not really the good example to follow. It's pretty hard in today's society to avoid junk food, but keep in mind, keeping it to a minimum, reduce. The biggest culprit for weight gain is I've actually found that the biggest culprit, the biggest perpetrator for weight gain is actually drinking fruit juice, and you should completely avoid drinking. You should completely avoid drinking fruit juice altogether, because I think the
reason
being...
What about purple drink? Is that okay?
Just wait a minute. Just let me finish. The thing that fruit juice contains, which contributes to weight gain, it contains a sugar that the body can't use. It contains a sugar called fructose, which is fruit sugar. Yeah, it's fruit sugar, and that's the bad sugar, because it immediately converts to fat rather than getting converted. So what I'm trying to say, fructose is a very bad sugar, and that it immediately gets converted to fat, and that's why it's so bad.
Well, but with fructose, everybody told me that fructose is okay because it's from from fruits, and it's apple a day keeps a doctor away.
No, just wait a minute. Fruit's different because fruit contains fiber, and it's the fiber that's in it that actually makes the sugar slowly release. But if you drink fruit juice, which has no fiber, it actually gives the body an insulin surge, and that's why it's fructose and fruit juice is so bad, because there's no fiber in fruit juice.
Okay.
The fruit juice that you buy from the supermarket contains very little fiber, and that's why it causes an insulin surge, because it's all fructose. There's no fiber in it because it's the fiber that makes the sugar slowly release in your body.
Okay. Now what about like chips and stuff? Because I see that sometimes you enjoy the occasional chip.
Yeah, I do. Everything in moderation is okay. Yeah.
Okay. How much do you weigh?
But, oh, gee, I know that I'm overweight, but I'm not obese, but I'm not. I know I do have a few extra pounds, but I'm not as fat. I mean, I'm actually quite a healthy weight compared to most Americans, because I think Americans have a major problem with obesity, and morbid obesity. So I think I'm okay, but I do need to lose weight. That's for sure.
What is the weight? Maybe I can help motivate you, because I lost 30 pounds.
I think 90. It's been a long time since I've weighed myself, but I think I'm about 93 kilograms. I don't know what that is in pounds, but maybe you can.
Yeah,
convert.
so you're 5'7", 205 pounds is what you're saying.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, in American. All right, got it. Mm. That's not horrible. Honestly, it's not horrible. I'm 6 foot and 205, so there you go.
So were you really fat? Was it the alcohol that did that?
Oh, yeah, 100% it was the booze. That was it.
Because alcohol contains all the calories.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying for diet then, stay away from fruit juice, eat in moderation, and stay away from fructose. Well, I can tell you one thing, Chris, is that people pay very, very good money for this knowledge. Mm. I mean, people go to nutritionists and spend hundreds of dollars. But you know what? You get this information free, ladies and gentlemen. On the Chris and Can't Cast, or I'm sorry, on the Chris Can't Cast.
Well,
so that is something that. What?
Nutritionists are fucked up. Dietitians and the nutritionists, they give out a lot of misinformation, like crap information, because they're the very people who actually advise against drinking raw milk, because they think raw milk's bad, but that's absolute crap.
Is there anybody out there that is within some place of power that you actually trust? Is there anybody we can trust? Because I am getting, every time I do this episode, Chris, with you, every week I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't trust one more person. I can't trust fructose. I can't trust Jews. I can't trust Chris Savage. I don't know who to trust anymore. Why don't you tell me?
So your question is trusting people. Well, that's actually a valid point, because I don't trust anyone either. But
not even Chris Savage, the Jedi Doctor.
Yeah, well, some of his information is correct, but not all of it. But if you go, there's a guy in America called
Jackie Chan.
There's a guy in America called Mercola, M-E-R-C-O-L-A. If you go to www.mercola.com.
Hey, people pay for us to plug their stuff. We don't give it out for free, Chris. We're a show.
Dr. Mercola, M-E-R-C-O-L-A. He's actually a very good doctor, and he's actually got a lot of good stuff on his website, and his website's www.mercola.com, www.mercola.com, and he's got a lot of good health stuff on his website.
All right, well then let's make sure we check out whatever the fuck Merkin Dr. Merkin over there, and we can learn all about raw milk and slathering testosterone on your balls. Yes, sir.
I don't know if that's the correct website, but just Google his name and you'll find it.
Okay, Google Merkin.
Mercola.
Merkin, got it.
No, Dr. Mercola. M-E-R-C-O-L-A.
Sorry.
Who's that in the background?
That was... was nobody in the background.
I could hear someone. That's all right.
What did you hear?
Oh, I thought I heard some female in the background talking. I don't know. Unless I was imagining things. It's okay. Don't worry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. No worries. That was
right.
Never mind. Okay. Anyways. All right. Anyways, we'll get to the next one, and then we'll go to a couple of voicemails and a few things. So this week,
we're going to voicemail.
No, here in a second. I just have to get your opinion on one last thing. So this week it was the 50th anniversary of the launch of this Apollo 11 lunar module. That means that Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and a couple of other guys that nobody cares about went up to the moon, landed on the moon, planted the big fucking beautiful American flag on there, and then peaced out. So, Chris, there's a lot of fighting online that if we went to the moon or not. What is Chris's hot take on the Apollo 11 moon landing?
I don't know anything about it because I haven't read up about it, so I can't actually comment. You're talking to the wrong person about it.
But do you know about the moon landing? Yeah.
No, I don't keep it. I'm sorry. Maybe that's one of my problems. I don't watch the news or read newspapers, and I'm not really up with the news. Maybe that's a bad.
In a way, this happened 50 years ago.
Oh no! Honestly, I don't know anything about it, but I can't really comment on it. I'm not really interested in that sort of stuff anyway.
You're not interested in the moon landing? The fact that America beat the... No, actually, this is a good bit you'll like from it, like a good segue. Or a good connection, I should say, sorry, is that the United States beat Russia to the moon. They literally defeated commie pink bastards to get to the moon first and effectively destroying the Soviet Union. Does that make you interested in the moon landing now?
No, I'm not really interested in space. I'm not interested in space, period, really.
Why not? Are you afraid of them big alien titties?
No, it just doesn't interest me. It's just like sport, you know, watching soccer or baseball. I'm not interested in the sport. It's just one thing I'm not really interested in, that's all.
So you'll...
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
No, I am honestly surprised. I'm not even that the moon landing never happened. Okay.
Maybe we should put Cripple Jesus and... boost them up to the moon and starve them of oxygen. Maybe that might be the best thing.
No, that'd be too good of a death for Cripple Jesus. He'd actually get able to see the Earth and float up there in space. Maybe he'll actually find out what it's like to walk if he's up in space. I don't want to give him that pleasure. Well, Chris, I'm really surprised that you haven't read up anything on Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin or anybody.
No, I'm not really interested in that shit.
Okay. All right, Chris, what else you got for me?
Let's get to the voicemail.
Okay, all right, let's take a break. We're going to read off our newest patrons, then we'll listen to voicemails and we'll call it good. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
And we'll be right back.
Okay. Hello.
What?
I'm in the toilet wiping my ass at the moment.
Oh God! Fuck.
I haven't got any toilet paper, so I'm using a face cloth to wash my ass.
Wait, what? What are you
using? I'm using a I'm using a dishcloth soaked in warm water to wipe my ass.
Why don't you have toilet paper, Chris?
I ran out.
And you haven't gotten any more? You haven't gone down the store?
I'm going to get some, don't worry.
Chris, why did you do it? Why did you do it on Mike? I told you, you've done this before, Chris. Why do you have the need to piss and shit? You've done it before. You've talked to people. Do you do this on with like normal people too? Not on the show?
We're not recording though.
No, we're not recording, but why would you shit on Mike?
Don't worry.
No, Chris, mute you. God damn it.
I'm back.
Oh, I'm so happy you're back.
I did it with Dana and she got really pissed off at me.
Why do you think she got pissed off?
We're not recording now, though, are we?
Wait, did you wash your hands, Chris?
Oops, I forgot. Maybe I should do that. I'll be back.
Oh my god. Oh my good fucking god, dude. I don't know how I'm going to keep this up. This is the most disgusting thing I think I've ever had the... Oh. Oh boy, guys. You know what? Thank you very much to all the patrons. Thank you very much to everybody who's listening. I'm so very sorry you had to hear that. Yes, he's back.
I'm back.
Hi, Chris. Well then, after that, I hope you enjoyed your break, Chris. Good job washing your hands.
That's good.
All right.
Is it possible for other people to record Discord while we go off?
Absolutely not. I have banned it from our Discord. Nobody will ever do that. All right. Anyways, if you'd like to hear more of the Chris Kant Cast, make sure you check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/Cantillions. This week, we have...
So how much money?
Crippled... What? I'm sorry?
So how much money have we raised so far?
If you go to the website, you'll be able to find out. And listeners, if you go to our website as well, you'll be able to figure out exactly how you can donate. Get all of the most... God damn it, I can't read. I can't read Discord.
No, tell me, are you able to say over online or on air?
Yeah, how much we have so far? We have, in total, for 1 week, we have $18 per month. We are getting up there. We will be beating Maddox soon enough. And as soon as we beat Maddox, that is the lowest bar to beat. We can finally retire, and we can say, you know what? Chris shitting on Mike has beat Maddox in all of his years of podcasting excellence.
Hmm.
Anyways, so this week we did get a couple new patrons. Crippled Jesus with a $5 donation, the $5 patron. We got Daniel Mid. We got a good old Johnson Brown, who's here in chat right now. And we also have BBD. Thank you very much, everybody, for subscribing to our Patreon. Take a look in your email. You will be receiving a customized... insult from the Kiwi himself, the killer
so
Kiwi.
I wanted to ask you something. Females call? Is a female? There's something else I wanted to suggest that I mentioned yesterday. Was can females call into our show?
Absolutely.
And right. Okay. So,
yes. So, can we just, ladies and gentlemen, I'm mostly speaking to the ladies.
Just hang on.
Yes, Chris. Okay.
Just,
go.
Just hang on. Just invite ladies to call on our show. Okay.
Ladies, not gentlemen. No catfishers. We definitely need you to call into the Chris Campcast. Reason why is that we want to make sure that Chris keeps his chops up. We need to make sure that he knows how to talk to a woman. He is looking for true love. Yes.
Is there any possibility that a female can call him using Skype or telephone and link it to Discord?
Absolutely, there is.
And how can I do that? Can you link Skype to this or phone?
Yes, I can, Chris. I mean, I don't know why we're talking about technical things on a live show as we're recording with a chat room full of people. So, yes, anyway, starting next week, we will be taking your calls every Wednesday night starting at 5 p.m. PST. That is Pacific Standard Time. You're a sexy lady, sexy voice, who's interested to talk to the Kiwi himself. Give us a call at 909-333-KIWI. You remain anonymous. You can give us information. Come to onto our Discord. Say hi, why don't you? Let's get Chris a girlfriend.
That voicemail's not live, though. It's only voicemail. They can't call them live.
I can set it up. Once again, Chris, don't talk about technical things. I'm going to figure it out on the show, okay?
Let's play voicemail, then.
All right, let's play some voicemails.
Hey, Zero, just get on and play the voicemail. I want to listen to it.
Well, wow, shit, Chris. I'm trying to figure this out, okay? I'm trying to... Just give me a second. I'm trying to fucking... kill dead air right now.
You're the one who's complaining to me to shut up.
I'm not telling you to shut up. I'm telling you not to shit on the mic, goddammit. Big difference.
No, you're the one who complains that I interrupt you all the time.
I interrupt you, and I know that. So I'm trying to keep the show going. Fuck.
You're a moron.
Oh, whatever. Shut the fuck up, Chris. Let's go.
It.
Oh, don't use that word.
You digger. Whoops.
Hey, man, this is Chris the Kiwi speaking. Hey, Brett, would you mind if when your dogs die, please send them to a taxidermist so they can stuff it up and I can butter up your dogs and I can fuck them?
What? The fuck, Chris? Why do you keep on calling into your own show on voicemail?
I just love doing it.
Why do you do this? And why do you talk about my dog so much?
Because I want to butter him up.
Oh, God.
Play it again. I love it.
Hey, man, this is Chris the Kiwi speaking. Hey, Brett, would you mind if when your dogs die, please send them to a taxidermist so they can stuff it up and I can butter up your dogs and I can fuck them?
So, okay, so once you found out that I have dogs, Chris, all you want to do is fuck my dead dogs. Is this like, okay, like, do you know what furries are? Are you familiar with furries?
No.
You're not familiar with furries, ever.
No, let's finish your voicemail. Go to the next one.
No, I wanted to, you know, okay, fine. I just don't want you to talk anymore about my fucking dogs. Jesus.
I can't wait.
All right. I think you might know who this is.
Hey, Chris, it's Janice.
Janice is back. I think maybe you might have gotten her email wrong.
Emailed me. I never got an email from you. Just send me an email. Janice M, as in Mary, at mailinator.com. Get Kentillions to help you with the email if you need help. Just send me an email, okay? Bye.
Okay, so now it seems like, so she's still interested in talking to you.
I must have got her mailinator wrong. Ask her to spell out her full email.
Okay, I think I got it. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you. We need to figure this out. I need to figure out who this woman is. I need to figure out who Janice is, because now it's just pissing me off. We need to get you laid.
Well, can you send me the correct email? Because I don't know if I've got it right.
Okay, I'll send it to you in DM, I promise. It's Mailinator, Janice M at Mailinator.com.
Well, that's what I've used. I just don't know.
Probably fucked something up. That would not be the first time you fucked something up. So, well, it wouldn't be something I fucked up before either. So,
well, no, ask her to send me an e- just wait a minute. Ask her to send you an email. Put your email across the podcast and ask her to email you so her email will appear on yours so I can make sure that your email's correct.
Email cantillionscast@gmail.com. Cantillionscast@gmail.com is if you want to reach your very own host, Cantillions. Cantillionscast@gmail.com. All right.
Right.
All right, you ready for the last one? Ready for our last voicemail? Don't worry, it's not going to be somebody who sounds like you threatening to kill somebody again. No, so don't worry about that.
Just wait a minute. Are those the only voicemails you got?
No, I got one more.
Is that all? One more?
Yeah, one more.
Gee.
Yeah, right? People are too ungrateful. They're not sending us in content. I blame you, listeners.
Hello, fellow youths. I'm calling in because I saw the notification on the Discord, and I want to leave some advice for Chris the Kiwi.
Okay, so, hey, Chris, you want to get some advice?
Yeah, okay.
All right, perfect.
You see, Chris, you are a man that should be able to get laid, so here...
Agreed, Chris. You are a man who should be able to get laid. You are a guy. You do have a dick. And you obviously have money, so you go to strippers. So, yeah, you should be able to get laid.
Here are my three tips on getting laid. Step one, walk to the ATM machine.
Okay, by the way, fucking anybody who says ATM machine, you're a fucking retard. ATM stands for automated teller machine. You're saying automated teller machine. Fucking stop that.
Step two, pull out money from the ATM machine. Now, I'd say about 120 will get you half hours with a decent Asian broad. I don't know how it works over there in Aussie land.
Yeah, you're okay with Asian broads, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like you can buy women. There's no rules in Australian government subsidies that say you cannot buy hookers, right?
Yeah, but he's totally missing the whole point. I want something long term, not just for money, you know?
Well, at least maybe you can get introduced to a hooker. I mean, we know it worked for you kinda in the past.
Yeah.
All right,
just finish the whole voice.
Step three. Find said hooker on the internet. It's easy. You look it up, wrap your tool, have some fun. Other than that, or you could just keep flirting with yourself. I don't know, man. Listen, buddy. You should be able to do this. Don't give up hope. Don't grab the rope and start smoking dope. Later.
You know,
it sounds like a total jerk.
What? He sounds like a total Jew?
Jerk.
Oh, I thought he said Jew. Okay. You should have just said Jew. It would have been a lot funnier. But why is he sounding like a jerk, though?
He's a jerk and a Jew, probably.
Why is he a jerk? He was just trying to help you get laid.
He's just being an idiot.
So what advice do you, besides just trying to get a long-term relationship? I think I've given you a lot of advice.
Yeah.
What advice are you looking for? Because obviously what I've given you is not the right advice to you. What do you want?
I don't really too care. I'm just going to enjoy life. I'm just going to forget about the whole finding the girlfriend thing. I'm just going to concentrate on myself, really.
I love it. And that actually gets it to a new bit that I have. This is called the Chris Can. So, you know, show's called Chris Can't Cast. So I want to know what Chris can do. What is something that you just really like about yourself?
Britt, because I'm sorry to change the subject, but since I'm having so much trouble with Facebook, can you ask Dina to give you your email address, her email address to you so I can email her?
I will request it. But I thought you said you're just trying not to find a girlfriend. I thought you literally just said that you're trying to get better and be happy with yourself.
I'm just talking to her as a friend, not as for anything else. I just because I'm afraid of losing contact with her because we've been contacting each other for quite a while now.
How long's quite a while?
I don't know, but just do what I say. Just can you please just email her and ask her for an email?
What you say? Is that the kind of relationship you have? You just tell me what to do? Okay, I'll do it. Jesus Christ, you bossy motherfucker over here. All right, yes, I'll message Dina for you. Anyways, so what are some things that you like about yourself? I want to know, like, you know, you talk a lot about that, you know, you're a manlet, you're fat, you came in a condom after a hooker gave you a massage, and you had a stripper, you know, try to swindle you out of money. What are some good things that you like about yourself?
I don't know. Why is that really relevant?
Because I'm trying to help you out. I'm honestly, this is no joke, no bit. I want to see Chris the Kiwi at least have some sort of healthy relationship. There's multiple reasons why. The biggest one is because it would be great for the show and you would be happy. Second of all is that nobody will get hurt. Third of all, I'm just a great guy. And I just look out the best for my friends.
Let's just talk about your dogs.
I want to talk about, so there's not one thing. There's not one positive thing, because I need to make sure this Chris Can bit continues for a long time. What is one good thing about Chris the Kiwi?
I'm not really too sure the answer. I'm not really too sure how to answer that one.
You're not Jewish?
Is
that a positive thing?
Maybe. I think one good quality would be that I'm quite tenacious. I'm a person who tries quite hard to achieve things. That's one positive quality that I can think of.
Try hard to achieve what, for example? What are you really trying to achieve?
Anything, really. For example, this podcast, that's a huge achievement. I would never have thought that I'd have a podcast with so many followers.
Yeah.
And well, I seem to be getting messages from girls all over the place asking for my attention.
Okay. Well, see, there you go. So, guys, everybody out there, you were saying that I was Grand Chancellor of Australia for, you know, helping out Chris the Kiwi and making sure that nothing happens. But you know what? It's not me. It's you. It's you of all of our fantastic friends and all of our fantastic followers of the Chris Cantcast.
Brett,
yes, it's Cantillions. What do you want, Chris?
I think I'm breaking up. Have I been breaking up at all?
You're not breaking up. And once again, this is the mandatory sound check in the middle of the show.
Yeah, you're asking about my greatest achievement.
Yeah.
Yeah, my greatest achievement is doing the podcast, trying my best to do things, achieve goals, like doing this podcast, and basically anything. I seem to be better at achieving everything.
Yeah. Everything. You are an achiever, and I love it.
Yeah. And I'll never give up. That's the other thing.
Okay. You'll never give up. It's obvious through your messages to women, you will never give up.
And also, too, I seem to be popular with the ladies. I'm getting messages from girls who never talked to me before, so that's good.
So how about this? Ladies, whoever's messaging Chris right now, call in next week. We want to hear your sexy voice. And we want Chris to get a good one-on-one with you. How's that sound? You like that, Chris?
Sounds great.
All right, fantastic. Last question I have for you. You know, I'm actually going to a bachelor party here this weekend. It's going to be coming up. Bachelor parties, always something crazy happens at bachelor parties. Last one I did is that I freaking got so drunk. I hit on everybody's wife, because for some reason this was a stupid bachelor party that had women there. Hit on somebody's wife, actually multiple people's wives. And I think I actually caused a couple of breakups. You ever been to a bachelor party before?
No, I haven't. But did you say you're the cause of breakups? Did you say?
Yeah, I've caused a couple of breakups in my life. So you've never been to a bachelor party? Never did anything like that?
No, never done anything like that.
Okay. Well, shit. So that Christopher Francis McCarthy in Australia that got in a fight at a bachelor party wasn't you?
No, how did you break up people's relationships? Tell me about it.
I hit on women, and one wife actually kind of wanted to fuck me. We didn't fuck, but it definitely caused a little riff in the relationship. We actually made out behind the
bar. Is this a true story?
This is 100% true story. Absolutely.
Why did you do something fucked up like that?
That's fucking drunk, dude. Why do you think I don't drink anymore? Because I used to do that kind of shit. But the most important question is, so the article that I saw on the newspaper, I forgot which newspaper it was, back in like 2009, you and your family weren't involved in any sort of barroom brawl.
Oh, no, that's mistaken identity. That's it may be the same names, but it's actually totally different. It's not to do with me. It's someone else's family. It's not me.
So there's another Christopher Francis McCarthy.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It's another one.
Isn't that crazy? It's not okay. Me. And
it's definitely not me. It's definitely not me.
Okay. All right. Because, if I find out you're lying, Chris, I'm taking away your tendies and your Patreon money.
No, it's mistaken identity. It's definitely not me.
Okay. Have you ever, when you went to court, did that ever get brought up where they're like, oh, are you the Christopher Francis McCarthy that got in a fight with all the family?
It's a different family. It's definitely not me because I've seen it. I've actually seen it myself. It was definitely not me.
Okay. All right.
I've seen the news article.
I'm going to take your word for it. But I tell you what, if our autistic sleuths out there find different information, oh boy, your ass is going to have it, and I'm going to go on an entire episode about it. So you better better clean up now. No?
No, it's definitely not me.
All right.
It's someone else with the same name as me.
All right. Whatever. You know what? Maybe just and please don't get into a barroom brawl. Don't do that for a story for the show. That'd be a horrible idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, for next week, every week, Chris, I give you projects. I give you homework next week.
What's my homework?
This week, I want you to look up furries. I want you to figure out what furries are, what they do, and I want you to come up with a fursona for yourself next week. Okay.
What's the purpose? You don't know of what a furry is a dog, isn't it?
A furry is dogs, cats, foxes, bunnies, whatever. But I want you to look into it, figure out what it is, and tell us what your fursona is next week. Okay. I want fan art of you as a fursona.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Chris? What else you got for me?
That's about it. I just want you to emphasize, please get in touch with Dana and ask her for her contact details because I'm feeling really upset about Facebook and should I?
Okay. Well, if you could say anything to Dina right now, if she's listening, what would you say?
I'd like to say to Dina that I feel that she doesn't understand me. She's not listening to me. She doesn't know how I feel and she's upsetting me. That's all I wanted to say.
Once again, another woman breaks Chris's heart. Whenever shall this pain end, Chris? Well, you know what? Continue to do the show. We'll make sure it never happens.
I feel that she's not being completely honest with me. You know, she's not really helping me in the way that I want her to help me.
How would you like her to help you? Because once again, you asked for help, but how do you want them to help you?
Because that's one thing I just don't get. You know what the definition of a hissy fit is, don't you?
No, why don't you explain it to us?
Like, she threw a fit because I think I put her on the spot because I said, she says, I don't want to come to Australia because I'm not romantically interested in you. So I actually put forward the question to her, asking her, why can't you come to Australia to meet me as a friend? And she threw an absolute fit and she became quite anger with me, and I put her on the spot because she said to me that she's not interested in a relationship with me, and that's why she won't come to Australia. But I put the question to her that why can't you come to Australia and meet me as a friend? And she became quite angry and nasty towards me, and this is what makes me think that she's not being honest with me. Do you understand what I'm saying, Kentillians?
Yes, I do understand. Of course, I do.
And I feel that she's not really helping me in the way that she should be helping me. And
that's coming over and seeing you? Would that be, is that all you want?
Because sometimes she's really, nice to me on voice, on Messenger, but sometimes she's not, and she gets quite, she can be quite mean towards me.
Well, if anybody out there is willing to meet Chris in person, then please message me, call into the show next week. We'll make sure there's a chaperone, but you got to record it.
Because Dina doesn't want to leave Israel, that she said, she's made that clear to me, but I don't
Why
think
Why would
she's
she want to leave her holy land? Well, if we can get you, if I can get her email information, I will give it to you and we will keep this going. The only thing is, you cannot delete emails. You can't delete emails like you did with Dick. We need to see exactly what you're saying, because that is the only way I can help you. And, you know, because I can say, hey, don't tell her that you're going to smell her hair. Don't tell her that you're going to give her a massage and then fuck her in the ocean.
No, look, I just want to hear my address, and any conversations I have between you is private. It's none of your business. I don't have to share
that.
Okay,
well,
then
how can I help you out, Chris?
I don't need you. I don't. All I need is to. All I want you to do is get her email and help me. I just want you to get her email so I can email
her
privately.
Okay, I gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, yes, don't get upset.
Okay.
Don't get upset. Don't spurg out on me. I gotcha. So then so I know Dina's really young, so maybe that's causing a little problem. How old are you anyways?
I'm 42. I think she's 27.
22. Okay. Yeah. That's not too bad. You can do it.
So look, please listen to me, Dick. Please listen to me, Brett. Just ask you for an email address.
Sorry. Don't ever compare me to Dick. I'm a much better host than he is.
Look, can you just listen more than you do talking? I'm trying to say something to you. Try and get an email address and okay, I'll give up talking to you.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening, Chris. I'm listening.
Just get your email address, please.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yep. Yes.
I'm pretty much done. I'm pretty much finished my end. So
you're all done. No more.
Yep.
You know what? Well, I think we definitely learned a lot about you today, though, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. This has been the Chris Cantcast. I am your host, Cantillions. Thank you very much for listening. Check us out on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Cantillions. Check out our website, chrisandcant.com. And then finally go to our Patreon, patreon.com/Cantillions, where you get to see all of the fun tiers and fun rewards you get from donating to us. Make sure to call in next week if you want to talk the Kiwi yourself. And of course, watch your fingers. We'll see you next week.
Kiwis on Discord. Kiwis on Discord. Into the show he called. Left us all appalled. Hang up this fucking phone.